Dr. Shankara Chetty, an honest doctor victimized for saving lives? Dr. Shankara Chetty treated 14,000 patients suffering from COVID. None of them 0% required hospitalization. No oxygen. No deaths. No need for COVID injections. They came from all over to consult him. The old, the young, the infirm, and the chronically sick. Those with comorbidities such as obesity, diabetes, or heart problems. They came from Port Edward, from the rural villages, from communities around and then wider and further. All races. They even came to him from around the world. And they were successfully treated for COVID. All of them. 100%. COVID injections. Dr. Shankara Chetty's decades of experience in rural health are built on an impeccable reputation founded in a passion for his work, deep knowledge and understanding of his profession, attention to detail and, mostly, his rigor and integrity in the way he honors his Hippocratic Oath. Read more, J. Naidu, Suppression of Freedom of Speech, A Path to Tyranny. It Injures and Kills. Shankara was born in Edenvale, Pietermaritzburg, on a family farm where his parents ran a bus company. He is the eldest of four siblings. He matriculated from Woodlands Secondary School in 1985. He did a BSc in biology and genetics, microbiology, and chemistry from the University of Natal in 1991 and then a medical degree in surgery and medicine from the JSS Medical College. He is a highly qualified doctor and has been a vital reference for many years for his peers in South Africa and around the world. When COVID hit, fear spread like a bushfire. Lockdowns, social distancing, masking, schools, businesses, and restaurants closed. These were traumatic times, and many doctors feared meeting patients physically. But Dr. Chetty wanted to continue the in-person consultations with his patients. To avoid putting his family at risk, he pitched a tent outside his home with his nursing staff and continued to examine all his patients physically. Read more, J. Naidu, New Apartheid is even worse than Nats, it's determined to take our lives. When asked why he took these risks to continue meeting patients when many were using telemedicine, he said humbly, "It comes down to faith. I chose to become a doctor. I serve my community. At a point when they are most vulnerable and afraid, I have to treat them and to reassure them. They didn't know who the World Health Organization was. They didn't understand the lockdown and all the changes imposed from the top without consultation. But they knew Dr. Shankara Chetty. And they trusted him. Because he knew his patients by name, he knew their families, culture, and traditions. He was part of their community. Dr. Shankara Chetty saw one patient after another. He listened carefully to their case histories. He studied the disease and analyzed their symptoms and their reactions to the treatments. He examined the clinical evidence from Italy, where the first documented COVID-19 outbreak happened. Dr. Chetty then studied the information around the first cases in South Africa. He analyzed the genome sequencing that the Chinese released. He was inquisitive. He researched every detail of the virus and its symptoms and concluded with great astonishment that what we were experiencing was an illness that has two etiologies, or a biphasic illness. Two sets of symptoms. His detailed observations and research produced sterling results. This is what he found. Firstly, the virus triggers an initial viral respiratory phase with typical symptoms, progression, and outcomes such as loss of smell and taste, from which most people recover. And he stumbled on a new fact. If, on the eighth day, people suffered decompensation and breathlessness, they had to return to him. Not on the seventh day, not on the ninth day, on the eighth day, he insisted. From the examination, treatment, and follow-up of his COVID patients, he realized there is a triggering of a type 1 hypersensitivity reaction in those who are sensitive or allergic to an element of the virus. This had to be treated with strong doses of antihistamines and steroids, amongst other things. His patients would typically recover within 3 or 4 days. He published his research and treatment protocol in the September 2020 Modern Medicine Journal. Doctors around the world reached out to him, and through organizations like MOFIM, he trained hundreds of specialists in SE Asia and Malaysia. He was invited by organizations in Singapore, Indonesia, Japan, Sri Lanka, and India, where he trained them on the 8-day COVID treatment protocol. These doctors also reported spectacular successes in avoiding hospitalization and deaths. Dr. Shankara Chetty was saving lives around the world. He was an advisor to the State Medical Expert Committee of the Indian Government State of Meghalaya on COVID management. He has addressed the EU Parliament hearing on COVID and testified at the Coronavirus Global Grand Jury. He received a Malaysian award for saving thousands of lives during the pandemic. He published his life-saving protocol on YouTube. And he was recognized for that around the world. Then he was targeted. His video was taken down. Attacks started coming from all sides. Vicious, hurtful, and savage attacks, vilifying him, degrading him and ridiculing him, smacking him with easy empty labels like anti-vaxxer, right-winger, and anti-science. The Health Professional Council of South Africa has charged him and asked him to attend a disciplinary inquiry on May 17, 2023. His charge sheet makes a complete mockery of our fundamental human rights and our constitution and demonstrates the extent to which our medical regulators have been compromised. Dr. Shankara Chetty is accused of unprofessional conduct and contravening Ethical Rule 19 subsection, which requires healthcare practitioners to only use health technologies which have been proven upon investigation to be capable of fulfilling the claims made about them by the tenets of evidence-based medicine. Why is he being targeted? Behind all the smoke and mirrors, I can fathom just one reason. He did not prescribe the COVID injection. He doesn't follow the official narrative put forward by government and Big Pharma. He had a strong belief that natural immunity was robust and could cope with variants. He was doing what he always did, being an honest doctor, putting his patients at the center of his practice and doing no harm to them. He followed standard operating procedures and early treatment protocols. Like many, he feels we need to analyze the pathology of the spike protein in the COVID injection. But the powers that be, our governments, the medical regulators in South Africa and globally and the mainstream media, most influenced by the largest of big pharmaceutical companies, had another plan. They created a tsunami of fear and used emergency regulations to approve an experimental mRNA injection as the final solution. One of the main conditions of the vaccine emergency use approval, EUA, is that no other alternative treatment protocols with proven success exist. Therefore, people like Dr. Chetty, and many others, who had come up with an alternative to the COVID injections are targeted and viciously discredited. That's why they started with Dr. Susan Vosloo and Professor Tim Noakes, attacking their decades-long, successful, and pioneering careers. These courageous doctors did not fit into the dominant narrative determined by politics, money, and power. They had to be censored, ridiculed, demonized, and their political and professional lives jeopardized. I know this well from our struggles against the heinous apartheid system. Recently we saw an apartheid on a global scale. Targeting citizens and doctors who do not want to be part of the largest medical experiment in human history. And those that resisted the COVID injection are now the victims of this new apartheid. Dr. Shankara Chetty follows true science. He is being punished for saving lives? Think about that. He was an honest doctor practicing honest medicine. He says, "The Hippocratic Oath requires me to avoid doing any harm to my patients, upholding the integrity of our profession and believing that patients have a right to informed consent and full information. At the most vulnerable times of our lives, challenged by disease and ill health, when the well-being of the elderly and infirm are under threat, we expect that our doctors protect and heal us through medical knowledge, experience, and thinking out of the box. There was a time when being a doctor was a service to the community. Everyone trusted their family doctor. They visited our homes, knew several generations, and broke bread with us. We trusted them. Where are they today? Too few are left. When they raise their courageous heads above the parapets, the full force of this invisible force is unleashed on the individual. In the past few months, I have gotten to know Shankara Chetty. I have followed his comments. I have spoken to him. I have listened carefully to him and learned a mountain of valuable information. I admire his commitment, his passion, his thoroughness, and discipline. Why are we, as a nation, not allowed to listen to what he has to say? All of us, 60 million South Africans, should be asking why Dr. Chetty is being silenced. What are the pharmaceutical companies and the authorities hiding? They lied about the COVID injections giving immunity. They lied about them stopping transmission. They lied about them being safe and effective. Pfizer itself acknowledges that they lead to a very large number of possible side effects, some of them lifelong and debilitating. Side effects affecting every major organ system have been reported, with many formally acknowledged by Pfizer and regulators worldwide. Why do they require immunity from prosecution from our governments? Why did they attempt to hide information from the public for 75 years? Our right to freedom of speech, assembly, and association is under attack. That's what many generational struggles across the world have been fought for. We must resist this new tyranny being foisted on us through coercion. As citizens, we must draw a line in the sand. These are rights that Big Pharma and its allies want to roll back. Rights that were hard won through generations of courageous struggle. So many workers were fired, victimized, and coerced by government and employers for refusing to take an experimental injection. So many small businesses closed forever because of lockdowns that made no sense. Science has proven that masking has no effect on stopping the spread of microscopic viruses. We also know that PCR tests, as deployed, are unreliable in determining disease, infectedness, or infectiousness. And now our children have learning disabilities and mental illnesses caused by the draconian pandemic response. The fear-mongering and panic orchestrated by a global oligarchy have created a PTSD, depression, anxiety, and mental illness epidemic. The dystopian events of the past 3 years have been brutal. We now need to pause. We need independent analysis of the data as mounting injuries are showing the damages the COVID experimental injections can cause. We need to know what led to the excess mortality from 2021 onwards in heavily vaccinated countries. In the rich tapestry of humanity, I have encountered all types of people. Some are towering and inspiring servant leaders who create pathways of hope and opportunity. Others operate out of the shadows wanting the grayness of uniformity and conformity. Their modus operandi is fear, censorship, control, and manipulation over minds, bodies and spirits. We need to pause and listen to all the doctors who saved lives during COVID. Read also.